just said that he thinks that this could be a breakout season for you. What do you think needs to happen for you to make that come to fruition?
Just going out there, putting my best foot forward, and just improving off the things I did last year and being consistent with it.
Where do you feel like your pass rush game is going? How have you improved that aspect of your
game? Yeah, for me, just having a rush plan in mind and executing it all the way through and not panicking and just going straight to power.
Working with Chuck really kind of taking it to another
level. Yeah, Chuck, Beeks, all the guys have been helping me out a lot this camp.
Is there anything you've done in particular to like kind of get more pass rush moves, or is it just kind of, you know, trusting your instincts more?
Just trust my instincts and going into my third year, having more confidence and experience.
How valuable has it been for you with a veteran defensive line group to mentor you? And for the most part, other than Calais moving on last year, it's been the same guys. I mean, how does that help you as a young player?
Oh, yeah. For a young player, going to my third year, only having one guy leave, it's meaning it's a lot to me. Brody's still here, and me and him became real close. We work out every day together, and he helped me improve my game.
So you're the guy that writes down goals and has, you know, like a clear goals going
on. Yeah.
But do you get like, super specific on them, write
them
down or anything like that?
For me, of course. I put in my iPhone, write down notes, plans, things I want to accomplish throughout the year. Nah, personal. Yeah.
Brent just said that if Travis wants to see a model of what it means to break out as a defensive lineman, obviously he has Matabika right here. Has that been helpful to sort of watch him evolve?
Yeah, since I got here, Matabika been a big role model for me. I've been looking up to him for the past 2 years, and seeing what he did last year just gave me motivation. So I want to follow his footsteps.
Can you tell us about your workouts that you did with Broderick Washington both in Atlanta and here, and how much stronger are you as compared to last year?
Yeah, last year, I've always been one of the strongest, but just building off that, trying to work on my flexibility and things like that to improve my bend when it comes to pass rush.
So it wasn't really like, hey, I'm going to go get stronger.
No. It's about the flexibility and stuff now.
How much do you appreciate the Ravens, the amount they do stunts and twist games from the inside? Talk a little bit about that.
Oh yeah, with Coach Dennis coming in, you guys and Chuck, they mastermind at it, putting us in the right positions to make plays.
Travis, I know before, you know, mostly nose tackle, kind of viewed yourself as working behind Michael, but now Coach Harbaugh said, hey, you can play a lot of different positions.
Yeah.
Was that an off-season focus for you, and what's your viewpoint on playing along the line?
I feel like towards the end of last season, I started playing more three tech and defensive end, so I'm pretty comfortable playing out there, and I'm ready.
What's it been like competing against some of the interior offensive line guys?
Yeah.
Leonard Baum in particular, whatever you were
saying.
Impressions?
Yeah, going against Leonard Baum, you know, he went to the Pro Bowl last year, so he won the best centers in the league. And going against him every day, going to get me better. And Voorhees, strong. He's strong, real strong, aggressive. So, and we're just going to keep working every day and make each other better.
I'm wondering how do you handle hype, right? Like a lot of people, coaches, players, your teammates are saying, man, I think Travis is really going to break out this year, right? Like coming from Connecticut, a program where there wasn't a lot of hype around the program,
yeah,
whatnot, and kind of being overlooked in the draft. How do you deal with that? How do you handle it?
I feel like hype, I expect a lot from myself, so when people do the same for me, it's really not no extra motivation or anything for me. I just go out there, put my head down and work.
Do